cares most about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Hold on to the edge of your seats because you are in for quite the ride. It's time for the Granada Forum Radio Show. Right now, live on air with your host, Granada Wendy.
Wendy's not available. Okay, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6:25 today, and
June 25th.
Hello, there we are,
ladies and gentlemen. This is Cousin Bob, and we got John. We got John on.
Cowgirl. Yes, are we on?
Cowgirl, yeah. We got Wendy coming on. We've got Nick on the road again, so we'll be calling him again.
Okay.
And then we got Gary Arnold on at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Mark Gonzalez?
Yeah, I'm gonna dial him next.
We'll try Wendy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Here she is. Oh, okay, you're on.
Okay, well, yeah, okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Program. I wanna thank our producer, Miss Nikki Cowgirl. I want to say hello to Nick, who's on the road, probably on the side or at a diner having some fun. Hopefully he's on the air with us, too. Nick, are you there, too?
Oh, we called him. He didn't pick up. He might be out of
range. Okay, try him again. I want to thank Cousin Bob. We got Mr. John Graff, Paris. I'm going to have a special guest at 7. I'm going to have a special guest at 7:30. I've got Gary Arnold coming on. And possibly we're going to have Mark Gonzalez with us tonight. We got all kinds of things happening in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
What about What about not Kraft, McAfee?
Yeah, we're going
to catch
on McAfee. We're going to mention him right now. Today is the 25th, and we're going to try to get as much information as we can out to you guys into the world of freedom, what's left of it. Because it is just crazy times. So, and I also want to thank...
Hi, this is Mark Gonzalez. Thank you so much for calling. I'll leave your name and number at the beep, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Right. Okay, we'll try him again.
Have a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Later on, let me call him back.
My son says to me, before you guys called me, my son said, I'm trying to find the thing about John McAfee. And then I talked to you, and I talked to Cousin Bob, and I talked to Wendy. And you mentioned about the condo, that's where the stuff was stored. So then I went and told my son, and he thought I was making it up. He says, no, that's a stretch. The condo getting blown up because that's where John's stuff was. He thought I was making it up.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
But can you imagine the whole building going down, all those people?
Of course. The New World Order is their motto right now. If we can't have it, nobody can. That's just unfortunately what they're doing. It's very sad that innocent people will unfortunately perish because they just don't care. And because of it,
they don't care.
They don't care, and because of it, there's nothing that they won't do or won't go through lengths to get to lie, deceit, for murder, rape, and mayhem. Yeah. And it's 24/7 with these guys, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
It's called collateral damage.
Yeah.
That's what got Julian Assange in trouble when he exposed that film of the U.S. just mowing down Iraqi citizens trying to help a guy with a car. And they just mowed him down, the helicopter. Good work. Good work.
Yeah.
One moving. Get him. Get him.
You know what?
It's horrible shit. It's horrible stuff that we've done. I know, but all the soldiers that went and got vaccinated too. They got plenty of vaccines for experiments.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I'm really seeing here? The Holocaust is happening now.
Absolutely, absolutely, John.
It's in session right now.
It's in session right now. Yeah, the Gestapo's out in force, I can tell you. Yes, they are.
Well, if you don't have a place like Auschwitz to, you know, round everybody up, you just put out the call. Come to Dodger Stadium. Come wherever. Get your vaccine. It's an experiment.
I've got that phone call.
I've got that thing hooked up. I did a lot of work to get it. Okay? And there's other ones, but I'm going to get the Moderna one. The model of ERNA, I can't believe it. It's terrible, but go ahead. What announcements do you have to make, Wendy?
I do have just one couple, and we're going to pass the baton.
Okay.
I just want to say hello to the Cancer Control Society. They're going to be, hopefully, we're going to be in action this Labor Day weekend at the Glendale Hilton. And that's for all the alternative medicine doctors. So just even though you don't have cancer, if you're looking for alternative medicine doctors and information, go to www.cancercontrolsociety.com. That's www.cancercontrolsociety.com. Their phone number is 323-663-7801. That's 323, area code 663-7801. And that's www.cancercontrolsociety.com. www.cancercontrolsociety.com. I want to say hello to Red. Hope she's feeling okay and everything is good with her. And I only want to put some deep prayers out for the mystery hunter tonight, and a little under the weather. So we want to send some prayers to him, and he'll hopefully get back on his feet sooner than later. And we love him very much, and hope everything's going to be good for him. So if you're listening, Mr. Hunter, we're going to bring you some histories and some hunting. Okay. McAfee, who we believe was killed, because he died in prison, and he said he wasn't going to die just like Brandy Vaughn, who Brandy Vaughn was ahead of Nikki. What was her program, the thing that she ran? I can't.
Well, she. I don't know what the name of her program was. I have to look it up. But she was, for vaccines, she would just wanted people to be aware. Now let me think. So the name of her. Oh boy, you caught me bad here.
Yeah, I know. I don't have something in front of me either on that one. But I will make sure that we get the.
Doesn't matter. She was supposed to be on your show, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, when they killed her, she was supposed to be on our show the following week.
Oh, God.
And
really?
Tuesday, on our Tuesday morning health show, our natural health product show. And
Now, here's the thing about McAfee. McAfee had a lot of secrets. They knew it. And he claims that the only person who who knew what he knew was Julian Assange. And we know what they're doing to him. They're killing him. Killing him softly, you know, slowly but surely they're killing him, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a very sad thing. But, you know, he supposedly the U.S. said that, oh, he owes taxes. You know, so once you're an enemy of the state, you know, of the deep state, you're kind of screwed. I hope we're not all going to be screwed, to be honest. I mean,
I know.
I'm very upset because Contact in the Desert was supposed to be today. Now, if you think about the last time we all got together at Contact in the Desert, it was 2 years ago because last year they canceled it. This year they said, well, if we can't do it, we'll just do it virtually. I got a note last night, 7:38 our time, that in the wee hours we're going to get the official thing where we could click on the links that we want to watch over the weekend. Well, the wee hours passed. No explanation, no nothing. I think they were sabotaged. Now, you know, tomorrow's going to be a new day. What?
They're messing with everybody. They're messing with
everybody. Yeah, but this is the real big thing. But if you think about the UFO community, it's very, very articulate. They're very, very, they're not going to believe everything that the deep state says. Now, look what happened since the last, Indian Wells in person 2019 Contact in the Desert event in the 2 years. Look what's happened with COVID and the BS that they're not, and by the way, there was a 9-page report, nothing new. They can't say nothing about the UFOs. It is such a horse shit report. I can't. Well, but are you sure? Oh, you can't say that? It's full of fecal material. They might as well smear it.
Bunch of bull
puppy. Might as well smear it on the pages. I just was watching on Twitter. Jimmy Church goes, and here we go. And then everybody commented how it was nothing. So they are, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because they know they're coming down. And they don't want the people to unite. Because they know if you get us together and we start talking, they're done. Because we're like the ants.
Like that.
Oh, that's why they have people masked and 6 feet apart.
Of course.
And you can't go to parties.
No.
Yeah.
You have two people there. One hors d'oeuvre.
But guess what? The Delta Blues is coming our way. So get all you songwriters. I think we can start writing songs about the Delta Blues. Because I read, remember, Wendy, I was on and it said 3 hours ago. I forgot, was it the CDC or one of the health agencies? Don't throw your masks away. You're going to need them because all the vaccinated people need to wear their masks to protect themselves from the Delta because the vaccine does not.
Yeah,
the vaccine doesn't protect you from nothing. It only jeopardizes your life.
It's the biggest waste of time. All it does is change your DNA, gives you no immune system, and attacks the...
Right.
The heart and the brain, it just leaves you a bare naked, and you're going to have nothing but problems.
Okay,
Wendy,
here we go.
Been Trader Joe's lately?
As well as her doctor has.
Listen, I've got I don't know how long it is, actually, 14 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay.
This is an incredible call from a lady. This guy's name is Stu Peters, and here we go. Here we go.
Who has reported her injury to bears as well as her doctor has, went just yesterday to report her experience to Moderna directly. The Stu Peters Show has obtained audio recordings of that phone call.
To help Moderna customer care best answer your questions, please select from the following options. If you have a general question about Moderna or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, please press 1. If your call involves a question about a delivery you just received, or a vaccine temperature excursion, please press 2. If you are a healthcare professional or a consumer with a medical information inquiry about Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, please press 3 to speak with Moderna medical information. If you are calling with a product quality complaint or to report
a complaint
event, please press 4 to speak with Moderna.
That's what
she did. I guarantee nobody's going to answer.
Now, during the introductory portion of that call, the victim lost connection with Moderna, and a representative then immediately called her back.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Gilbert calling back from Moderna Medical Information.
Oh, I was just trying to call you back. I thought I got hung up on.
Yes.
Okay, hi.
Yeah, I don't know how the call got disconnected. Sorry
okay.
about that.
Hi. Thank you.
So, did you happen to have that vaccination card they gave you with the lot numbers?
Yes, I do. Let me find it here.
Upon request from Moderna, the patient gave Moderna the corresponding numbers, and then she began to ask questions. That's when the conversation began to get interesting.
So what happens after this? I mean, have you guys seen a lot of this? Like, what's going to happen?
She's paralyzed.
Yeah.
So the Moderna rep clearly says that they've seen these reactions. He doesn't seem surprised by any of her symptoms or her diagnosis. That's shocking. But not as shocking as the admission that he made next.
Because I saw somewhere yesterday, I was reading, I think it was on the Guillain-Barré website or something, it was stating that nobody had been, that nobody had reported, or that Moderna and Pfizer had reported there hadn't been anyone who got Guillain-Barré from the vaccine, but I knew I had. And then there were two other people in the hospital when I was there who had it, just in my hospital alone. So, I mean, the vaccines are still in clinical trials, right? So doesn't this information help?
Yes, exactly. So the information does help. I mean, we're still gathering information as people are continuing to get the vaccine. So anything that we do receive does help for anything that happens in the future going forward.
Is everyone that's getting the vaccine in the clinical trial, or is it only some of the vaccines are in the clinical trial? I'm very confused on that.
No problem. Let me go ahead. Before I read or get that answer to you, I just have to read a quick disclaimer from Moderna and the FDA. So the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine has not been approved or licensed by the Food and Drug Administration, but it has been authorized for emergency use by the FDA under an emergency use authorization to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 for use in individuals 18 years of age and older. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The EUA for the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is in effect for the duration of the COVID-19 EUA declaration, justifying emergency use of the product, unless that declaration is terminated or the authorization is revoked sooner. So that disclaimer.
Okay.
Let's see here regarding the clinical trials. So, okay. So there's the clinical trials are ongoing, actually. So this is all the clinical trials are still ongoing. The long-term protective efficacy of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is currently unknown. It is therefore not known whether a vaccine recipient was exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19 will get mildly ill or have no symptoms. Results of the ongoing phase 3 study show that there are no cases of severe COVID-19 infection among participants who received the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, compared with 30 cases among those who received placebo, which is no vaccine.
Okay, so only 30 people got that placebo?
In the phase 3, yeah. So there's been 3 phases. They're all ongoing because
it's an experiment.
Basically, the people that got it the first dose, they're still, like, looking at the long-term effects of it.
Right.
So they can't really say the trials are done necessarily.
Okay, so everybody who's getting these vaccines right now is in the clinical trial. It's not like some of us got it and some of us didn't. Like, everyone who's getting it is in and participating in the clinical trial.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the company that wants you to believe that these injections are safe, the company that produces and regurgitates this narrative that they have proven efficacy, the company that is pushing you towards their plan to profit billions of dollars at the expense of the rest of your life, at the expense of your children's life, has now admitted on the record that everyone that subjects themselves to their jab is part of a trial, part of an experiment. Not only that, but he laughed at the victim.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah.
She specifically told him that she couldn't walk. She doesn't know if she'll ever walk again. She illustrated to him that she is living in hell, and he chuckled.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah.
This is sick. This is premeditated murder. They know exactly what's happening to people being injected with their poison.
Wow.
And they just don't care. Fact check that. Joining us now for a reaction and more breaking revelations regarding myocarditis is Dr. Jane Ruby. She's a medical expert and international health economist.
It goes on. I mean, that's a whole other thing, but I mean, I got something from Mike Adams that is really
good.
Startling, too, about I mean, I could start it. Let me see.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, guys. It's amazing.
About Moderna. So it's
good.
According to the official narrative, COVID-19 was first discovered as a pneumonia outbreak in the city of Wuhan on December 31st of 2019. And it wasn't until January 9th of 2020 when this supposed mystery virus was officially diagnosed as a novel coronavirus. Operation Warp Speed began on May 15th of 2020 to facilitate and accelerate the development of COVID-19 vaccines. Of the companies receiving research funding, the one responsible for the mRNA vaccine was Moderna. But we know that none of this checks out. We now know that Anthony Fauci used NIH funds to create a novel coronavirus capable of directly infecting humans. And we also know that Moderna has been working with Fauci's NIH on the mRNA COVID vaccine since December of 2019. Born in 2010 as Mode RNA Therapeutics, they were criticized for their radical specialty of mRNA biohacking that transforms human cells into drug factories, and later changed their name to Moderna. With a reputation for losing top talent and keeping investors in the dark due to dangerous
you guys can hear?
Side effects,
totally.
Yeah. Moderna somehow became Big Pharma's golden unicorn. They went public in December of 2018 with the largest ever IPO in the biotech industry. Without even having a safe, effective product, they blew up faster than Uber. And a year later, before COVID-19 ever made headlines, Moderna was working with Fauci's NIH outsourcing redacted challenge studies, where subjects are deliberately infected with the Fauci-funded Wuhan lab-made coronavirus and treated with Moderna's experimental gene therapy. And as fate would have it, the massive investment in Moderna paid off. Operation Warp Speed brought Moderna's COVID-19 payoff to just under $2.5 billion. And actual sales to the U.S. alone is already over $15 billion. There does not seem to be any breakthrough science. The mRNA shots are still proving to be as unpredictable and deadly as experts have been saying for years. And we now officially know that the shot is permanently changing the person's DNA. And yet, people are still lining up to get the shot. Thanks to media and Big Pharma. And thanks to the self-proclaimed philanthropists who fund the media and Big Pharma. The ones who call themselves the Good Club. The ones who met in 2009 to discuss how to save the world. And how overpopulation was a major priority.
Oh, God.
How much more evidence do we need before we collectively realize that this entire thing is a scam? For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Greg Reese. Sounded like
Greg Reese.
Yeah, anyways, folks.
That was good.
You know, we all know. We've been talking about this for 15 months, and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
I mean, censorship's getting worse.
It's totally getting worse. I can't post anything anymore. I get nothing. But have you guys been into Trader Joe's? Because I went in there the other day, and I saw that all these people didn't have the muzzle on, all the cashiers. I was like, wow, what's going on? Is it Christmas? But they had all gotten the jab.
The vaccine.
And I called the I called Trader Joe's corporate office, and I said, what is up with that, man? And they said, well, they had a choice. They could either wear the mask or they take the jab. What could
oh,
I
oh, my God.
That?
Jesus.
I mean, that is I mean, what I'm saying. The Holocaust is going on now. It's not coming. It's on. And this is
this is
sickening, man. And they just were so nonchalant about it. Well, they had a choice. They could quit their
that's
job.
That's not a choice.
That's not a choice.
That's not a choice.
Like being pushed off a cliff or being run over by a steamroller. Oh,
right.
You usually think.
And what Trader Joe's doesn't understand is that they're going to be responsible for all these people who are going to come down with God only knows what, you know.
They're not going to live.
I know that, but can you imagine? I mean, Trader Joe's going to have a hard time staying in business because the lawsuits are going to be so in-depth that, like, there's no way they can still be able to stay in business.
Well, I would like to see them fall. I don't care about them. Their food is crap anyway. I look at the ingredients and I go, I wouldn't eat that. Jack in the Box ingredients, same thing. So, yeah.
Where do you
that.
Eat? Where do you
no,
go?
I make my own stuff. I use organic this and that, rice and all that. They do all that crap. And another thing
is where do you go shopping?
I go to a different place. I go to Mother's and Lazy Acres, a place called Lazy Acres. They got some decent stuff that supposedly is organic, I hope. I don't know.
Yeah, just buy the... All you have to do is buy the sticker.
Yeah, right. The
people will believe it. People will believe it.
I know.
It's organic.
I don't know. We have to believe something, or we have to have our own gardens. And
These companies that are forcing people to take this, that I don't see, in the end, I don't see how they're going to stay in business, and they're going to be held responsible. And face it, some of these family members who are going to lose family members are going to, you know, come knock on these people's doors. It's not going to be a pretty picture.
Yeah,
well, the court system is going to be, the court system's going to be backed up. I mean, look at all the frontline doctors and nurses that were forced to take it. They're going to be gone pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. They've
forced to take it.
Yeah.
I don't think they took it, did they? Did they take it? Because I don't think they would.
No,
oh,
they've been up for frontline doctors,
did.
But a lot of nurses in America have taken it. Not
did.
All, but a lot have.
Yeah, well. Yeah, there was only one girl in the Trader Joe's that had a mask on still. So I ran to her because I wasn't going to go on anybody else's line. That didn't have it because their grin was too big, and I was getting mad because I knew they all got injected. So I went to her, and I go, "You didn't take the shot, right?" "No, and I'm not going to. I'm going to wear this thing. I'm not going to take it. I don't know what to do. I hate it." She was so upset.
Oh, God.
I felt so bad for her because here you're trying to just have a stupid little $12 an hour job, and here they're giving you a choice of two bad endings. You know, that to me is it's Nazi time.
Yeah.
It's sick. And it's also what I wanted to say about Los Angeles now is I'm hearing fireworks from hell. I'm hearing dynamite going off every night.
Since June 1st, listen, well, actually since about May, but since World Day weekend, but in May, but guys, they light off fireworks where I live in the valley all night long. And I don't care if it's like a weekend or during the week, you can hear them.
Yeah, well, guess what? All these fireworks have the exact same thing the chemtrails are spraying. Aluminum, barium, strontium. And they got them right in our face saying how beautiful they are and let's celebrate our freedom. They got us tricked again. I mean, it's the same thing. They're poisoning us with this stupid-ass fireworks. And why would we light fireworks for freedom or celebrate freedom when we're wearing a mask?
I'm just wondering.
It's a joke.
Isn't Trump
those
supposed
fireworks.
To be at Mount Rushmore? On July 4th, but they didn't allow him.
For what?
They didn't allow them to do fireworks.
Yeah, last year.
No, I think
this
year.
Well, forest fires might be an idea, but it's fire season out here. And I guarantee you, the last time they had the 4th of July here, even the worst, saddest, poor neighborhoods had Disney World fireworks shooting out of their house. They were everywhere in the city. And I've never seen, it was like $3,000 a pop. Fireworks were coming out of there. So somebody else is supplying the fireworks from these guys. I guarantee it. And they want that because it's another way, like the chemtrails, to poison everybody under the guise of freedom. And look at this. And they want us to think explosions are cool, too, like war is good, like get us all jazzed up for war. I'm sick of it. I think a silent 4th of July would be the best possible thing. Don't light anything. Just go over to your friend's house, talk, and have a good time. But don't light this
stuff. Are you allowed to?
They love it.
Do they allow you to meet now?
I don't know.
No, really.
Well, they haven't.
Well, I don't know, but I do it.
Are they limited to two?
Limited to two.
Yeah, one sparkler each.
Oh, my Lord.
No, I'm totally against the fireworks. I'm not a Scrooge or anything, and I liked them when I was a little kid. But, my God, man, I see what they're really up to. And it's a total, they light them a week before, 2 weeks before, they're lighting them now. But some of these sound like a railroad car blowing up. It's not even a firework. You don't see anything in the air, but you hear war sounds like ba-boom, deep
bass. It's like, listen, it's like, you know, I hate to say Angel Stadium, Hollywood Bowl, Disneyland fireworks. I mean, it's stadium fireworks. It's not the fireworks when we were kids. It's fireworks from, like, stadiums.
Yes, and they're on our streets somehow. Somebody's planting these things out there, and they're lighting them off. And last year was no exception. They had helicopters flying over, showing Los Angeles fireworks. I never saw anything like that in my life.
Oh, yeah, it was all over.
Remember that?
I remember.
It's just like this whole lit up, whole city was just completely professional fireworks everywhere. And it was sickening. And I go, that is not the little sparklers you buy at the corner fireworks stand at all. But they want to make sure the air is toxic, of course. Even though it's fire season, doesn't matter. They did it last time, and it was the same deal.
I'm so sick of this.
I see the fire stands going up right now, the fireworks stands, and I get a knot in my stomach. I'm going, my God.
Well, you know
what? Allowed.
It's the same thing. They didn't allow them at one point. And the same thing with alcohol commercials on sports. Many, many alcohol. You know, that's not really a healthy thing to promote, but I guess if it makes money, go for it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, the beer commercials.
GMOs.
Yeah.
Eat your Doritos. All this poison food.
Listen, one day I'll know we're over the limit and we're over the line when I start seeing Adrenochrome commercials. If you haven't tried the latest, this is the number one and most expensive drug in the world. Forget how we got it. Forget that. But, boy, it's going to make you feel good. It's going to make you younger. Just, you got to try it. Don't be scared.
I don't even doubt it. Instead of got milk, it's got chrome. It's going to be the
That's
same.
It, got chrome. Yeah, there you go. You worried about your missing kids? You're injecting or you're in, I don't know how you take it. I think you inject it. I don't know how the heck to take it.
I think they
I mean. You remember those kids on the milk carton? Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
That's what you're injecting. The blood
Probably.
From them.
Well,
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is. It's
In fact,
sick.
I think it would be great. You know, you could have Hillary's, the new brand. Hillary's Adrenochrome. Approved by Madam herself.
Okay.
Somebody would buy it.
I hear Paris is kind of quiet. Is Paris on the phone with us too?
Paris has an outed. She's on a mission, I think. John
Good
said
for her.
With,
All
she
right.
Has,
she's got
no
a,
problem.
She's
out
with,
of town.
She's with an out of town friend and flew in from Florida.
That's cool.
And,
Good for her.
So
we'll find
she leaves
that's
Saturday.
Fine.
Yeah, she loves doing the show though, and you guys are
no,
so
no
nice
problem.
To have her on.
Okay. Nikki,
hey,
what's
I
the...
have something new. Well, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead. I just wanted to say real quick, I just wanted to say hello to Monster 383, 365. We want to thank him for last week for helping us last week. He was great.
That was great.
And
if you're listening, we're
voice again.
Yeah, great hearing for you. We want him. We're definitely thank you so much for last week. And go ahead, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, you guys were talking about kids and talking about the stuff in the air with the fireworks, and I just remembered that, yeah, the fireworks were supposed to be outlawed in this county that I was in last year, but they had the big fireworks. But I was at my, I was at my friend's house. This isn't about the fireworks, but this is about toxicity. And she was talking to her daughter. So the grandkids are going off to school. And one of the things that they had to get, and along with their lunches and their pencils, was sunscreen. And you have to apply the sunscreen before the child goes to school. And they make sure you send a bottle of sunscreen so it can be applied several times during the day so they don't burn.
So they get cancer from the sunscreen. That's
great. Well, it's not only that. It's the they make the sterilization. It's mostly for sterile that harms their reproductive system. Elizabeth Plord told us that.
Why am I not shocked at that?
They don't care.
It probably blocks the vitamin D, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it could.
Put it on before they leave the house, and then and send it with them so they can apply it several times a day.
That's so sick.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
they don't know.
The grandmother's asking the mother, "Well, why?" And they go, "I don't know. I guess they don't want the child to get sunburned." And that was their discussion that I sat there and heard firsthand. And
aren't they in the classroom most of the day?
I would think.
Yeah.
But they do go out for lunch.
Break.
I mean, do they have lunch?
Well, I went out for lunch. I didn't care that I got sun.
10 minutes.
Yeah, GMO lunch.
10 minute break.
Great. Yeah, GMO kids lunch. Are wearing masks around here. They're wearing masks at the elementary schools here. I'm seeing it, and it's driving me out of my mind when I drive past that and see that.
I saw my grandson for Father's Day. He was wearing my daughter and son-in-law and grandson. All wearing masks.
He was wearing it. Turtle shells all over their face. Wow.
It's horrible. Horrible.
It is horrible because you see them. They look like satanic prisoners. And I hate the whole look. And that's what this is all about anyway. It's all about
stuff.
And to keep your silence. And
keep your silence. They don't want you communicating.
No, that's why you're wearing this stupid.
And I think people are starting to lose it after 15 months. There are a lot of people that are losing it. I know I've seen people in the streets just stop and stare. You know,
lost.
And I know someone was telling me that there's a lot more car accidents now.
These people are still wearing masks. They have lack of oxygen, exactly, and hello.
Yeah, it's 80, 90 degrees out. They're wearing a mask inside their own car.
Yeah, they don't know a red light from a green light. I mean, anymore,
it's unbelievable.
This is what we're dealing with. Unbelievable. The fact that this is legal pisses me off, because the cops should know about this stuff. You'd think they would step in. Their hands are tied as well. But this is driving while impaired to me. In a big way. You can't throw
it
drugs, but you can wear two masks and gloves. Yeah, no, this is ridiculous. I've called the police so many times on this. Well, there's nothing we can do about that.
My sister attacked me yesterday and said, you're never going to go to any other family function again because you haven't taken the jab or the shot, the vaccine. She's trying to convince me.
Lord.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt that much.
The next time there's a family function, send a postcard and then find out who's left alive. There you go. Unbelievable.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, I said, Sandy, there's so many reports of injuries due to the vaccine. No, there's not. So you're not you're watching bullshit fake news. You don't understand. These people are like zombie sheep.
I know.
Zombie sheep. What could I tell you? Very, very disgusting. My fellow Americans. Boy, Well, instead of the draft, we're going to kill you another way. How about them vaccines?
Yeah, that's kind of what's up.
Of course it is.
It's And the people are asking you the first thing when you go in anywhere, did you get it? You know, no. Do you have hemorrhoids? Stop asking me.
You ask them if it's a guy. Have you been circumcised? If it's a girl, are your breasts real?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I mean, just to ask out of the question is so sick. But I've had enough. I'm dealing with that. Trader Joe's put me in the shock when I saw all those faces, all of a sudden no mask, and there they were all smiling like they were proud to get that shot, and they got it off of them.
Yeah, but John, that's that. You're in Northern California, right? So maybe
yeah, it's Johnson. No, Southern Long Beach.
Oh, okay, Southern. Okay, well, California, I guess. I don't know. Good, the propaganda's good.
Yeah. They've done a number in California. They have literally done a number in California. There's no question of the brainwashing.
Radio, billboards, you name it. Every you can imagine promoting this nonsense.
Promoting it, and then now they're telling people, oh, you still need to wear a mask and stay 60 is social distancing and get your vaccination. It's like, are you people insane?
This is what
they say 6 feet. Could you please stand 6 feet away? I go, you might as well just be under 6 feet under because you're going to be there within a couple of years. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that. No, at this point, you got to fight back. I'm not taking it. I stand up all the time. I've been doing this for 15 months. I got mad at my neighbors. What the hell are you wearing your mask for?
Oh, I do that all the
time.
Yeah,
I know.
Mm-hmm. I have to.
Oh, last summer, you know, I tell people a thing dies between 74 and 77, so it's 80 degrees out or above. You don't have to worry. It's dead. This virus is dead. And they look at you like, what are you talking about?
You're
like, well, this came from Homeland Security. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not taking it off. They're in a state of fear. And I see it, but at a certain point, you look around and go, look at all those people not wearing it, and they look happy as hell. Because they are. Because they never bought into it.
Well,
but a lot of people still are watching that damn zombie tube. It's sickening. And I believe every word of it. Yeah, it's enough already. I'm glad Paris is not having a good time. She's not wearing any masks. She's having a good time with her friend, and I'm so happy for her.
And are we supposed to get Gary Arnold on?
Yeah, it sounds good. I'm going to have him call her.
Because I think he's going to have a couple of good things to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we ready?
And thank you for the clips, Bob. Those were really two great ones. One from InfoWars and one from the other guy.
They were short. That's what was good.
To the point. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. I'll leave your name and number at the beep, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Mark.
That's Mark.
Good day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, we might not try him again then, I guess.
We'll try Gary?
Try Gary right now.
Okay.
And Nick is... Oh.
Try him.
He's on the road.
Well, we don't
not
know.
Calling, but I don't see... No.
Last week, I couldn't hear him hardly at all. It was really hard. He was very low,
Yeah, Nick's unavailable also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, we can get a homeless guy. You want me to pull one up? There's a few on the street.
Wait a minute. Somebody told me it's getting really, really bad. They're just spreading out all over. In the valley, and in L.A., on Wilshire, everywhere. Homeless encampments.
Yeah.
Why don't they make other colors? They should make other tent colors other than blue. You know, at least get it colorful. Yellows, oranges, greens.
But they got the best immune systems of everybody. They're eating out of the trash can. That immune system is working. Never taking a shower. Think about how good their immune system's got to be by now.
I know the rent's right.
Yeah, the rent is good. Cardboard doesn't cost that much.
And it's like, you know, I always wondered, I would have loved to, I don't know, do a videography. Maybe someone's already did this. What the heck? I mean, I've got possessions too. Okay. Let's face it. I have a problem. I have too many possessions. Okay. I will admit that, but I just wonder, what do they have in there that they think is so important? I just want to know what that is. Clothes?
I don't know.
Homeless people in their bags.
Their stuff. Yeah, their stuff. It's
their stuff. They're kind
but
of
I
want to
know what stuff it is. It's clothes.
Clothes. A little bit of food.
They got a lot of stuff, like hubcaps they think they might be able to use to make a fire later.
Oh, boy, you're funny. Well, I don't know. It's just something
that's just
a weird thing.
Just wondering. Those baskets.
Are you trying to get Gary, Nick?
Yeah, he didn't answer, I guess. Well, Bob, you had clips.
We have way two, but
I could play. Let me play the second half of the girl. There was a nurse on or something. Let me go get it. Come on, not the InfoWars. It's this one. Okay, here's some more. Here's part two.
Anonymous. She has 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience, and she's really been diving into investigating all of these companies. Dr. Ruby, before we start on this myocarditis thing, I know you have extremely important breaking revelations here.
Oh, here's
the Hertz's audio.
Hold on.
This is a representative or the company that is pushing.
I think we got Nick.
Get themselves jabbed. He has now admitted. Oh, yeah. Nonchalantly, we've seen a lot of this. And then furthermore, he said right out in the wide open now, documented, as released for millions of people to now hear, that every single person that subjects themselves to the pressure, every single person who goes and gets stuck by this experiment is part of an experiment. Everybody is part of a trial. To that you say what?
Well, I say this is a good fact-checking because you have someone who works inside Moderna who actually took it upon himself to be a spokesperson for the company. When you work for a pharmaceutical company, you sign all kinds of documentation that educates you to that fact. He is operating when he told that, indeed, everyone who takes the Moderna shot is participating in a trial, whether they know it or not. He's acting as a company spokesperson. So that's an official comment by the company. Okay, it goes beyond that person that she was talking to. So it's just outrageous, and they're just, I don't know if they're just so arrogant that they're allowing their employees to just, you know, confirm that people who get the Moderna shot and by implication any other of these shots is participating, as we've been saying, Stu, for many, many weeks now.
The mainstream media is twisting this emergency use authorization. They're using that wording, that verbiage, to try to convince you that somehow efficacy has been proven, that this thing is safe, that it's approved. It's not approved. We have yet to receive any FDA approval, and at which point we do, I'm still not convinced because I don't believe that we have an FDA. I don't believe that we have a CDC. They are all in bed with these globalists. They're all pushing you towards the inoculation, and what's horrifying about this whole thing is that this is not just a concerted effort by the United States government. This is a global effort by every single country around the world, by every single government, to bribe and coerce and threaten and push people towards this shot in the arm. It's alarming, and nobody is asking the question, why?
Well, he also confirmed for her, Stu, that her Guillain-Barré, her neurological disorder now that's permanent for the rest of her life, that her doctors have affirmed and confirmed that is directly related to her Moderna shot. This company representative, a spokesperson for Moderna, confirmed for Brittany that this is happening frequently, that it is happening to other people, and the company's aware of it because he's medical information, which is part of pharmacovigilance. So that's going to be really interesting when the lawsuits begin against these companies for crimes against humanity. They know.
86% in a Pfizer study of children had adverse negative reactions to this thing. They tried to hide that. We exposed that here. The leaflets, the inserts are 100% blank. Go open your Advil, for crying out loud. Your Aleve, your aspirin, they all have incredible amounts of wording in there that warn you about potential side effects, that tell you exactly what the contents are of this thing. These things are intentionally left blank, 100%. Now, we have been reporting on that. Reluctantly, the CDC and some of these jab manufacturers have come out and acknowledged these rare instances of mild myocarditis. Excuse me.
4 minutes left.
Revelations here on that phenomenon.
I do. Stu, while the CDC has been celebrating Juneteenth, and continuing to push this, the emergency meeting that they were supposed to have because of the exploding numbers of myocarditis, particularly in young people in the United States, a group of researchers from Masonic Medical Research Institute in Utica, New York, in collaboration with Boston Children's Hospital, have a preprint out from a study they just finished. And I want to share with you the study title. We're gonna put that up here at some point. The study title is Selectively Expressing SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein Subunit in Cardiomyocytes, those are heart cells, induces cardiac hypertrophy in mice. Now, Stu, a lot of this work should have been done before these were ever let out into the public domain. But let me tell you what these people found. I have explained to the audience previously that the mRNA, all of the vaccines eventually get you to a point where your body is forced to make these spike proteins, and they're highly toxic and disease-causing, or what we call pathogenic. So what these researchers found is that the spike protein, this subunit, the spike protein that your body's making billions of, can damage the heart directly by infecting heart cells. This transfection, they get into these cardiomyocytes, these heart cells. They cause myocarditis through creating a huge inflammatory response called a cytokine storm. Also, the spikes they found, again, this is all their reporting. It's hot off the press. They also found that the spikes injured the heart indirectly through what I've talked about before and explained by interfering with the ACE2 receptor. That's the angiotensin converting enzyme 2 receptor. The spike uses that receptor. It should not be, but that's how it gains entry into every cell in your body. And these researchers proved that it uses it to get into the cardiac cells, the heart cells. When it gets inside, it interferes. And remember, it's toxic. It interferes with endothelial function. It triggers something called NF-kappa-B, which is the primary transcription factor that turns on a huge cascade of aggressive inflammation, cells going to the area, damage to the area inadvertently. Stu, I have to tell you that they knew what they were doing when they created this mRNA encoding to create this particular type of spike, because the researchers used alongside, like kind of as a control, another type of coronavirus natural spike, and that spike did not interfere with ACE2 receptors. It did not get into the cardiac cell and start to damage mitochondrial function. In either scenario, though, heart cells are exposed to the spike protein directly, originating from different sources from this subunit. It's been proven. I've also provided you with a photograph of a before and after in the mouse hearts that they used in their studies. On the left is a healthy mouse heart. You can kind of see the shape of a heart. You can see in the back of it, in the upper right-hand corner of that one, that there are the beginning of the blood vessels. They've been trimmed off in the examination. On the right, what you're seeing, that swollen round blob, that's after the spike proteins have gotten into the myocardiocytes. You can see that they've changed the shape of it. It's damaged it. That you can definitely be sure that the function is going to be interfered. There are arrhythmias.
Who has reported?
Okay, so Well, we got. I think we got Nick. Nick, are you there? Nick, come on in.
Yeah, I'm here.
Great.
Oh, there he is.
Parked in some place right outside of Cleveland. You're in Cleveland?
Cool.
Well, just outside of Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah, he's going back from Massachusetts to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, have you seen any road crazies? People who have gotten the vaccine? Not bad?
Not too much, but what I thought was funny was when I was in Massachusetts, I'd go to the beach. You know, nice day, sun shining, water's, you know, water's cold, but I went in it anyway. It was not that bad. But there are people out there in the sun, getting a tan, wearing a mask.
Come on. Well, they don't have to put sunscreen on then, right?
I don't know. I got cooked there more than I ever did in California in a really short period of time. But I was catching a tan out on the water because it just flowed out on the water and just soak it all in.
Oh, God. So, I mean, LED white sun. Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought I was almost thinking it was going to be funny if I saw these two people snorkeling out there, and I said, I swear to God, if I see them wearing a mask while they're snorkeling.
Ha, 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 ha. Well, thank God they weren't, I hope.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
But all the people working in all the stores and in the post office and everywhere.
Everybody's wearing masks still, huh?
Yeah, all the employees are all wearing masks.
Good train monkeys.
Yeah.
Sheeple monkeys.
Did you guys see the lady in the Walmart wearing the snorkel in line?
No, probably. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's a picture. She's standing in line. She's got a snorkel, the whole thing. She thinks it's a mask.
That's funny.
Light bridges.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, it's break time. We'll be back.
Okay.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hey, welcome back to the Grenada Forum Radio program. This is Revolution Radio, and you can locate us at freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. If you'd like to go to the homepage, you'll leave equivalent to a cup of coffee. We appreciate this so much, ladies and gentlemen, to keep the paid programming on the air. And we thank you so much. You can also look for advertising for very, very low, very, very cheap, and very reasonable. You can advertise on Revolution Radio, so check them out on the homepage as well. So thank you so much for that. We've tried maybe Gary Arnold one more time. Nikki?
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, please. Yep, we're going to try. You know, Nick... I don't know if you heard any of the clips that we were able to gather, but they're pretty decent.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it is so bad. I cannot believe I'm living in this realm. But you know, they say the some of the entities are just trying to say, hey, just hang in there, hang in there. It's all going to be over soon.
Yeah, we knew we were going to have to fight. We were going to have to fight for this at some point.
Yeah, it's.
They've been trying to overthrow the Constitution for forever.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's just how bad can get. And, you know, I'm not worried about all those little social justice warriors. Antifa types out there, they're going to be gone in the first wave. That's a given. They're not going to survive it. They have no ability to fight. I dare any of them to come out to the red.
Hi, Wendy.
Area.
I'm here.
Hey, cool.
Hey,
welcome to the program, Gary. I'll finish off what you're going to say, Nick, real quick.
I dare any of them to come out to any of those types to come out to the redneck areas and start a fight out there, because they're going to find themselves like completely outnumbered.
Right.
They don't have any idea what they're doing. Their only reason they're getting away with anything is because the local governments are letting them do it. But what happens when they go into areas where people aren't going to let them do it?
Right. Exactly.
Oh, what are you going to do? Run through this area and smash up the stores? That ain't happening.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Gary, I have a question.
They're not wearing the muzzle out there, right?
Gary, I have a question for you.
Okay, lay it on me. What's the question?
What's happening with the Arizona recount? I don't get much info.
I'm very concerned. There is about 5 to 7 different Tea Parties out there, and they're run by an attorney called E.J. Etcher, I think it is, and he's got a penthouse in Newport Beach. Apparently the only bio he has, you know, doesn't look bad, but none of those so-called tea parties ever mention the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, secret societies, or the CFR, nor do they ever, you know, complain about the Ripon Society, which is, they're going whole hog right now because it's likely to be a Republican sweep. And so the guys like Charles Munger and the Ripon Society and the Main Street Republicans and Kevin McCarthy, CFR and Ripon Society member, will replace these globalist Democrats with globalist Republicans. And I don't see anybody out there. You're one of the programs that we've been able to talk about that, from time to time, but nobody's on it. The Birch Society did one magazine, which they exposed California Forward and Panetta, which is important, but I don't even see Charles Munger's name. It's like the only person you can mention is Soros. And while he's important, it's these sneaky little rhinos that are injecting and anesthetizing and cutting off the balls of the males, across the nation, that are allowing, sending their children to these drag queens. I mean, it's awful. I don't know if that was the question, but I wandered and meandered, got off some of the stuff that was on the tip of my tongue, but. We need to go after literally the conspirators and the traitors within the Republican Party. And repeat your question, and I'll try to get it a little more accurate or to the point.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going on, do we?
Come from the Tea Parties, and it's clouded. Every time, everything's a bombshell news, and you can almost write any of these things in your sleep, how next week there's going to be a big surprise. And we've been going on this thing for since the first 6 months of Trump's presidency. Everything's breaking news, and we've got people in our arena, and they're going to surprise us from QAnon to anybody else, we got the Ben Shapiro's and even other people out there that are, better disguised. And some of the good guys, we're not always on target, but we're feeding from our own experiences and from the street. And you can't do everything or you're dead. And we can go into McAfee and John Wheeler, who was killed, that was involved with MITRE and the chemtrails and, Epstein and, the wet works is going on right now. They're this is right before any bloodshed. This always happens, and they're involved in killing people that have some money and have some knowledge and are resisting. And I feel sorry for Assange right now, Julian.
Oh, yeah, he's the next to go and get suicided. Whatever.
Right.
But did you hear about the 33 terabytes that McAfee had as a death switch? What do they call that? A death switch when you've got some goods that
it's called a dead man's switch.
Yeah, it was so very, very important to get them. They could not blackmail him because he went, they were attempting to blackmail him because of his womanizing. And I guess, he liked number at a particular time. So he went out and he hired, seven women that were scantily dressed and said, okay, try to blackmail me now. Here I am with seven scantily dressed women, and I like women, And so he knew that the deep state was coming after him. In fact, I don't know if you've seen his email, but he says, they intend to whack him. He went out and got a tattoo on his right arm that says whack. He says, if somebody says I suicided myself, I did not. I'm not intending to do that. And of course, that's exactly what happened. And it was a deep state operation, just like Oklahoma City.
And then what did they do?
I interviewed him last year. He gave me some free time. Yeah, so I got him on my show, and he knew they were coming after him. He made no bones about it. He knew that they wanted him because he was challenging who these deep state people were, and they didn't like it. And he had the money and the notoriety to be able to do it in style.
Yeah, he knew some of the connections, and that's what people listening need to do also. And they need to get current with the CFR and Bilderbergers and the players, because they literally have the people listening and their children and their scope, and their gun sights.
Yeah. Well, then they fabricated something about him not paying taxes and the IRS is after him. And he knew that was a bunch of bull.
Well, wait a minute. I disagree with you with that. I mean, the IRS has, 70,000 pages of crimes that you can commit. So he must have committed some crimes.
Yeah, you can't get away from any of them.
But now
there's a great book out there called Three Felonies a Day, that it lists all the just going through your normal day, you are committing at least three felonies a day. You don't know, but you are.
Hell, if you hiccup in a Walmart, they can throw you in prison for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But Gary, did you hear about the connection between the connection between his 33 terabytes and the Miami condo that collapsed supposedly?
Oh yeah, of course. That was the operation. They not only had to off him, which he knew, he was timed out for, but they needed to. He probably did something like you and I would. If you're living in some neighborhood or big apartment building, you're probably going to get a couple hard drives to maybe, somebody you've befriended and tell them to take this hard drive to, whatever, so that it can be gotten out. So I hope he got it beyond his, local residency. But, this just happens all the time. And I don't know if you remember John P. Wheeler. He was part of MITRE, MITRE. It's spelled the same way that the Pope's hat is. It's CIA run. It included the that Russian industrialist that has the largest aluminum factory in the world. And, of course, aluminum is part of the chemtrails.
Was that Kolomoisky?
It's OP something or other. Oleg, yeah, something or other. There you go. He's one of the guys out there. But it also includes James Schlesinger, CIA, and other people in there. But this James Wheeler, he was in Vietnam, and he lost 30 of his buddies in Vietnam during that war. I'm getting a little feedback. I don't know if you're getting it also.
Yeah, I hear it too. Somebody's
doing maybe something. I should drop this.
Yeah, maybe, I think
mute,
that helped.
Mute.
Yeah, okay. That, I think we got a headed echo. James Wheeler, he's the one that, felt patriotic enough to push the, that big monument there with all the people, all the American men that died in Vietnam. And, of course, the Vietnam War was, as contrived as the First and Second World War. Jesse Ventura wrote the foreword to a book on that. We know about the Gulf of Tonkin and all the, all of cheating reasons why they get us into war. Wheeler put the that big monument where it chiseled in all the people who were sacrificed, 55,000-60,000 Americans. So he still had a patriotic streak in him, but he was he was in that bundle of the MITRE and the Belfour Center, which included John P. Holdren and other people that abdicated the reduction of the world population. And that was
still here.
These
still
were
here
the people
echo.
That, yeah, I don't, yeah, it's not here now. I was hoping that I had another phone open, but this one's closed, so I'm not sure.
There's something going
further
on.
Away, but it seems like it's coming from the phone rather than directly from me anyway. And I don't have any squeaky chairs. I'm on a couch. So, John P. Holdren, he was high up. He was an advisor to the Pentagon and so forth. And he had different views. They even admit it in Wikipedia. But he ended up one night and, staggering around and, asking for help. And he ended up in a dump in Delaware, which just happens to be where Joe Biden is, because if you got people coming up that's going to throw a sack over your face and throw you into a van and kill you, the CIA, which worked for the Council on Foreign Relations, that's a good state to do it in. So anyway, it was just lucky that somebody saw, a body, being dropped off by a dump truck. And the last news I've seen is they've never been able to solve the case. Well, this is like Epstein, and this is like McAfee. This is the same wet works, political assassination by the deep state, which they usually accelerate before a violent revolution. And they've had so much experience ever since their Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, the Anthony Sutton material. And, of course, they're much more sophisticated today. They can make you sick or deranged from, miles away or perhaps satellites, et cetera. I also have a friend over here that is a little bit familiar with some of the technical, the rays and that type of stuff with they, mess with us. But we're very, very familiar, and we saw it coming on with the fluoride and the chemtrails and the GMOs and the, the big, medical corporations, the Standard Oil medical boards and so forth. We had the assistance of Mullins and Anthony Hilder and other people that were right on that, including, the Granada Forum. I mean, you guys were, were just rotating a lot of information out of there that is key to what is right now their final solution.
Right.
And again, the vaccine isn't made for the COVID. The COVID bogus story. A virus is made for the vaccines, which are injectable. And when you read, John P. Holden's talking about, sterilizing the women and needing permission to maybe alter, something that they're going to inject in them, they need permission from the government. And that's in his book, Ecoscience. And I think it's on page 207 or something like that. And Ecoscience, and he was one of Obama. He was Obama's science advisor. So this isn't Biden. This is, this is the Council on Foreign Relations that's been with us since 1919, and the Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger and Hitler and all of Prescott Bush, who was the treasurer of Planned Parenthood. This is scientific. Elimination of the world population, and it's very active right now. And people, again, my friend has done some good stuff on putting some basic things together to survive with. And again, I encourage people to take a look at Jericho and get a pad and paper and just have fun with your family and say, how should we prepare for this? Because we're going to be surprised when, the grocery store or the gas station or your neighbor isn't that friendly anymore, because either they have, a little, more survivable stuff or maybe less survivable stuff. So it approaches, a lot of those things, and it does it, frankly, in a very gentle way, but people should certainly take advantage of it because it's free on Netflix. And I encourage people, you know, to do that and, you know, start thinking in personal survival. But also, we need to attack the enemy. You have to have the strategy to do it. And I love the new YouTubes that even get through, where children and parents are going after this Mao cultural revolution and the local school boards. But that's what we need, you know, that needs to be done and multiplied like crazy. And if men out there don't have the damn balls to do it, you know, you're dead. You're a dead man. I mean, you know, this is it. This is the final solution. I mean, they're killing people in front of our eyes, and, you know, they're running drag queens and everything else with your, you know, 4-year-old, 5-year-old daughters. They're forcing it down people that work for the big multinationals, and you have to go along with Black Lives Matter, who admitted that they were trained Marxist, and it's god awful. They're vulnerable. It is a house of cards, but they have their machine working right now, and if there's no resistance, we're dead. And resistance, you can mess them up real good if, you know, by calling them out, letting their families know what they're doing and participating into, and also their neighbors. And, you know, go after these. We've got local, you know, you drive into any town, they've got usually this collage of local service clubs. You got the Masons, you got the Rotaries, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the Rotaries, they've got, I think, 100,000 clubs around the world. In fact, I think almost every nation. They were advocates for the United Nations in 1945 because everybody was sold that we don't need any more wars. And, you know, they were sold a bunch of soap suds, just like the National Council of Churches and other people. But the Rotaries today are still hardcore globalists. They're speakers. They have an affiliate membership with the United Nations. They're not your local Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, the Chamber of Commerce, unfortunately, have been permeated also because multinationals can afford to stick, their people in there with their multitude of franchises and department stores and et cetera. So they've been, you know, ginning up the communist Chinese trade. But
we're gonna fuck them in fucking keys. Uh oh.
Well, that didn't come from me. So.
No, that's me.
No, that was me because I'm sitting in my car trying to find stuff.
I thought the mute button was on.
Oh, I thought. Well, I hope you didn't run over the cat.
No, I don't have a cat.
Okay.
On the road, but boy,
it's getting tough, guys.
It's so what do? We all, you know, our voices are out there. You see all these different videos. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody's talking. But how are we going to get, what are we? If we all get together, I'm scared they're going to mow us all down.
Well, don't be scared. You know, you got to be quick on the trigger. The other thing that's important, I'm going to introduce you. You just opened it up to my friend James Ewing, and he can tell you the success. We've been fighting the mask situation on the public beach here, and we've put together, you know, groups that are organizing for not only their personal survival, but the nations. So I'm going to give you James Ewing, unless you need a break right now.
No, go ahead, Gary.
Okay, this is James, a good friend of mine, and he's been out there, you know, showing films and putting a lot of stuff together. So this is Wendy and
welcome to the program, James.
Bob. So there you are.
Hi, I'm just going to describe me for about 30 seconds. I first met Gary about 2 years ago at the Santa Cruz City Council meetings, and I've probably been recorded there until I gave up on those people about 140 times. Still saw Gary quite a bit at the Santa Cruz supervisors meetings where that overlapped. I've probably been recorded about 80 times. Thursday morning, I delivered my best corporate shit sandwich in a minute and 55 seconds. So I've been a contractor for about 2.5 decades and been in construction a couple decades, like over 3 decades. And I have immersed myself with doing a lot of work solo where I have complete control over what I hear. And so I listened to, after I gave up on Nazi Public Radio in 1998, started listening to KPFA, and I would listen to that between like 4 and 13 hours a day. I could put together stuff from radio shows that were only on 1 hour a week. These people weren't talking to each other. So I don't feel I'm helping enough people with what I was doing in construction, but I'm actually pretty good at it. I have been involved with being with groups that are doing stuff and not like following the rules like sheep. I don't know anybody else in this county who has engaged with as much law enforcement as I have. I find it's pretty easy to engage positively with men and women that that have radios, different kinds of weapons, and usually about 4 different wireless things. I find it rather easy to make the connections and educate them like I care, that next to the youth, they're the most endangered to not even make it to retirement because they're going to be killed by their bosses not telling them how toxic their technology is. So before we got on this call, Gary and I were watching some stuff, and he was doing a great presentation with another gentleman in Santa Barbara about chemtrails. And so after he stopped that and we were in between when you guys called, I was like, well, there's a bunch of information that really starts from at the end of World War II, what they captured from the Japanese about how they're able to use biological agents, and then which are not testable in the body, but through frequencies you can magnify that energy millions of times. And so we're in a pretty dark place, so let me do another 30 seconds. I love to cook. I do prep. I'm pretty creative. I have a lot of different skills, and I've become a better listener, but that's up to interpretation of whoever I'm with. My point being, there's a lot of alternative medicines that were crushed in the late 1880s by Rockefeller and Carnegie. And by 1909, most of those alternative medicines were destroyed when Western medicine's profits over cures became the law of the land, you know, and Hitler just took his ideas, what he learned, because by 1920, they had made docile sheep most of the people in the United States. And so Hitler just followed those guidelines. And so there's a lot of issues. I'm interested. I do a bunch of stuff, and you know, I did about 16 presentations on the beach. Didn't have a high turnout. Law enforcement didn't show up often enough. I have a good relationship with law enforcement. So anyway, thanks. It's great to be listening to this conversation.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for giving the information. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
No, they've had a meeting on Saturday nights out at the beach, I think probably for 7 or 8 months at least.
Great.
And every Saturday.
For 16 weeks. Yeah.
And anyway, they've been running movies, you know, sitting on the beach. You know,
sitting good.
With a circle of people. And we had, you know, we're changing around a little bit, and we met at a park a day or so ago, and, you know, we had about 30 people there, and they, you know, they bought some of the Trine Day and JBS books, and listen, there were people there that knew how to form, you know, it was a good expanse. There are people that knew how to do trust and, you know, silver colloidal applications. And James here had a month's worth of food that you could put into a backpack. So he gets that into a formula, like on a 3x5 card or whatever. Hopefully he get that information out, or you know, perhaps have some people make them up for people like me that are less skilled at that. But we are, you know, we're walking into the Gatling guns, and this certainly is that time where they're exercising the final solution, and we're seeing what works, you know, in front of us, where people are even, you know, predicting that they're, you know.
Now,
they're
Gary, have you talked to Deborah Tavares lately?
No, I haven't.
She's had a few videos out on www.stopthecrime.net. We recommend that. Definitely.
Oh, Deborah Tavares. But, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I would.
I'm familiar with her.
Absolutely. Stopthecrime.net. I would tell people right now is to keep extra water. If you have pets, some extra food for them, because I believe, Gary, they are going to cut the water. They are going to cut the power. And they're talking just after the 4th of July. They're talking maybe the 9th because of what's that thing called, Bob, that thing they're talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know about the July. It's
a computer
cyber,
thing?
Cyber
thing?
Polygon. Cyber.
Oh, yeah, cyber
polygon.
Have you guys heard of that one?
Yeah, I have.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
And what does that mean, Gary?
You made mention of something that's going to go down like in the next 2 weeks.
So okay, yeah.
Understanding as well.
Right.
And what is it supposed to be? They're going to shut off the internet?
If you guys are not practicing living without running water, electricity, and gas, and figuring out alternative ways, and you don't have, I don't know, 3 months of food and water on hand, you're really behind the game. This is a strategy that's going to go on for the next 7 years. Our food supply has been tainted with the vaccines and Peyron's disorders. There's a lot of nasty things going on.
One of the things out there is I did a Costco run the other day, and they have I think I paid about $30 for it. It wasn't that expensive for $35. And it was one of those straw filter, whatever it was. And I think it said 1,000 gallons. It might have been 4,000 gallons, but I'm not sure. But, you know, I've got a, you know, more of a lagoon than a lake out in front of, you know, my house. But apparently you can, you know, drink this water, you know, drink almost any kind of water through it, and it'll be safe for you. But there's, you know, that's a terrific investment, and it looks like it's one that won't spoil on the shelf. You can always, you or your heirs, if we can bypass, you know, some of the obviously looking humps we got to get over, you know, you'll still have it for, you know, camping trips or your offspring. But again, you know, we're looking at Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States. I've got a AP report here from Sacramento, and this is October 25th, 1987, and you know she went down for Willie Brown. But this is Sacramento. This is the byline. Assembly Speaker Willie Brown of San Francisco said Saturday he asked the American Office of Research, or the Assembly Office of Research, to study his proposal to abolish city and county governments. In his weekly radio address, Brown suggested that the California 58 counties and 445 city governments should be replaced by a few regional agencies. And those agencies are CalCOG. They're all in place. They're all ready to take over. They're nothing more than Soviets. So we're going there. Unless people wake up, you got to shake these so-called people we voted for and have them break every agreement they have with ICLEI, which is the World Bank and the United Nations. I mean, people have to get out there. They need basic information. It's not that hard. If these guys can memorize, you know, all the sports and the home runs and who's on every team, they can certainly memorize enough to save their damn families, their wife and their children. So I'm asking the men to step up. I know we've been attacked, and but my God, you know, I mean, this is it, guys. We have to man up, and that's, you know, that's the story. You have to spend a little money. Money's not going to mean anything. I mean, we're at war, literally, and that's
right.
That's my communication.
That's really the God's truth, that we are at war right now.
We're in a civil war, absolutely.
Totally. Yeah.
No doubt.
And the other thing, I'm glad he mentioned civil war, because there is a distinction. You know, this isn't a race against race. This is,
no.
As Anthony says in his fantastic duel with, I think it's called Kill the White Man. It's still up on YouTube, surprisingly. But he said, you know, it's not white men. He says it's some white men. And, of course, we know that as, you know, the Illuminati, Bilderberger, Trilatin, you know, these other guys. And, you know, you can look at Freed, whatever his name is, on, you know, CNN. You know, there's people of, you know, every race that they've inculcated and they've imposed, whether it was Martin Luther King or Chavez, you know, Delano. I mean, those were all parts of the California economic democracy by Tom Hayden and the Yale professor that traveled all the communist countries when they set up economic democracy, the CED, which brought our last governor, Brown, to the governorship. And the fact that he got it a second time is amazing. But there is that book out there by Carl Pruschen, who was an undercover FBI guy. It's called California's Dynasty of Communism. I was able to get a hold of one. I probably have about 40 copies, and I don't know. I should find out what it cost me to send it to somebody. But I've got a copy out there, and it's thorough and valuable. And, it, you know, I mean, you'll know where Governor Brown, the senior Governor Brown, came from. Alan Cranston, who was selected by Rockefeller. Actually, he was a translator of Mein Kampf into English, by the way, and I think he had no aversions. The other was Stanley Moss. But even mentioned in that, you know, short little 50, 60-page pamphlet includes our favorite communist Chinese spy out here, which is Hugh DeLacy. The front cover has a picture of Harry Bridges, who was a communist, running the Longshoremen. And he threatened to shut down the United States so that the Viet Cong could win. Also, by the way, this is, you got to remember, Hegelian. It's not left-right. I hate it when people always blame the leftists. I saw something recently in an email calling John Kerry a leftist stooge. Well, John Kerry, his skull and bones, he's not a stooge. I mean, he's a recipient and, you know, one of the deciders. You know, he married Hines, you know, Teresa Hines of the Tides Foundation. And she used to be married, you know, to a skull and bones person before he died in an airplane crash. So, you know, he's not a leftist stooge. He's part of the world globalist conspiracy. You can't get into this, you know, left-right civil war type of thing. It's not race, and it's, you know, not... You know, it's not a lot of things. Unless people understand there's an evil conspiracy, and you got to be able to name the names and follow the money down to your local nonprofits and see who's funding and who's controlling. And, of course, we know the news media is just, you know, totally controlled by the CFR Trilatin. There's great images out there that people can look up. And, I mean, you know, it's nuts to even try to answer or play their game, but you can bypass them. I mean, we've got all the facts, and unfortunately, you know, this is Bunker Hill. You know, I mean, this is the we're into the field, into the arena, and I forgot Roosevelt's quote, but it's a good one. Maybe if somebody has a computer up.
You know, Gary.
Yes.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke in Orange County at the World Church. I believe it was Tuesday night. And were you there, John?
No, I wasn't, but there was my friend Marsha was there.
There's like 1,000 people there.
And
he's basically, you know, there's 1,000 people who showed up for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he's trying to go after Fauci. He's trying to go after some of the pharmaceutical companies. Say, stop taking the jab. Stop taking this. This is dangerous stuff you're playing with.
Yeah, totally.
So just to let you know that, Gary.
Yeah, no, there's different people across the political spectrum that, are right. You know, I mean, look at the congressman from Ohio. I think he ran for president or something, and he was, just right on the Federal Reserve and other things. And so, some of the issues, he was right along with Ron Paul, and then, some other ones, they were, they're 100% apart, but, they were in sync with, the Federal Reserve and other items. Anthony used to, always jump in there to try to expand the information so that it wouldn't be, left, right. And that's where the power comes from. It's like a steering wheel. You turn left, right, they control it, and they can give it, negative or positive publicity. So they don't care what anybody thinks, really, or what religion they really believe in. They just want to control it. So somebody they've used on the right for a long time, they get tired and they need to do a correction. All of a sudden they come out with, all the blackmail at Epstein and, whoever else is involved, the CIA and the FBI, they take the guy down. And the same thing is true on the left. When they, right now, I think the biggest problem is going to be, the new Republicans that are going to be winning in the next election. And we've got the head of the Republican House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, who is a representative. He calls himself the representative of Silicon Valley. And he's been a long-standing member of the Ripon Society. And he was appointed by Paul Ryan, who's married into the Boron family, which is Skull and Bones. I mean, it's just, people, you need to know some of this stuff. I mean, if you can keep track of football players' names and, what year they scored this or did that, after a short period of time, you make some notes and you'll start putting this together and you won't be flabbergasted or screwed around or have a harness put on you by the effing media. So, I mean, you can break through this stuff. You just have to be deliberate and understand that we've been lied to, or fathers have died and couple of world wars trying to build a world government, which they never knew about. They had always concluded with either a League of Nations or United Nations. That's bull. And most of these things were agitated and created. And you can go back to the American-Spanish War when we took over the Philippines and, the bomb blew up in the American ship, called the Maine, blew up in the harbor of Cuba. It just so happened our fleet commander was over in the Philippines, within 48 hours and took over the Philippines and then Puerto Rico and Cuba and on. It was Howard Taft, Skull and Bones, the son of the founder, Alfonso Taft, was a governor of Cuba, and then he was a governor of the Philippines. I mean, this is outright crap. And so some of these people, including the people that were against the Vietnam War, they were tagged as being, communist. But the fight was important to them. And the best solution in that, and that takes more time, but the three books by Dr. Sutton, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And then another one, Wall Street and Wall Street, I think it is. But, we've people have been out there believing without questioning, and we've lost, members of our family, our grandfathers, our sons, the Middle East wars. It has to be obvious and recent enough that there was no weapons of mass destruction, and the, so-called Kuwait, the 19, we spent all our fortune and stuff in there for the military-industrial complex. Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Gary, if you've been shopping in the supermarkets or stuff or Trader Joe's or that, they're not necessarily overly crowded because I think people are out of money now.
That could be.
I would say that because I'm going to be honest with you, because they've had to spend all their lives, people that go into their savings, and this is taken from people, and they shut so many industries down, and face it, they didn't give any money, really. I mean, they only gave, what, $1,200 one time, and then $1,400 after another year, and that's not to pay, that's to pay your phone bills or something.
That has to go to the 73 countries with the people coming over the border, providing them the hotels, airline flights, and all that.
So the thing about this is, I think regular people don't have a lot of money right now, and that's what I've kind of noticed. They're barely paying bills. So in the next 2 weeks, I mean, they've got to try to supply themselves a little bit, because I think it can get hairy.
Yeah. Well, the last month there was a 5% inflation. The month alone.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
That's crazy. So you need valuable stuff. I think James wants to mention about, you know, maybe some supplies or something you can use. I'll close my phone so it doesn't echo back here.
Okay. I'll try to be brief and I'll try to be as polite as possible. I've noticed, although I don't buy very much meat for various reasons, it's gone up 25% in the past month. I think everybody can pretty much be considered controlled opposition to in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Heat Miser or Mr. Cold. It's a winter cartoon. But, yeah, Robert F. Kennedy, I wish that he would speak a lot more about things than he actually does. But I'm going to change the subject to some of the people that are really putting out a lot of great information. Urban farmer Curtis Stone has put out thousands of presentations about urban farming. He's no longer now doing that, but he's also been talking about the collapse that's going to happen pretty soon, and it's going to be a Bolshevik revolution on steroids. There's three things that every human being has: what they can do with their hands, what they know between their ears, and their heart energy. I would like to add two more, which would be those things that you know you physically have, possessions and such, and then those things that you're resourceful and you know you can get. So he's put out some good information. I think Deborah Tavares has put out incredible information, and it's daunting. She was talking about this stuff and the bank taking your money February of 2019, as I recall, and she's really laid this out.
Yeah.
Dana Ashley talks about some similar stuff, but she has a lot of remedies that you can do with the existing highly successful weapons that people call first through fourth generation. And most people are clueless when they refer to it as fifth generation, because the first through fourth generations is only 35 licensed frequencies. What they're calling the fifth generation is over 3,000 frequencies. So shouldn't be called fifth generation. It should be called 297G. So as far as other people that I follow that have put out some really relevant information for how dire this situation is, Daniel Cannon has put out some really good information. Let's just see for a second. Okay, I'm having I was thinking about it before. I didn't take notes. But people just really aren't aware of how bad it actually is. I've been joking for a year and a half about the song 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, because I can think of 50 ways that they're going to really accomplish the sixth mass extinction. And my humor is I feel we're in the bottom of the first inning, two outs, bases loaded, blind fiduciary trust is at bat. The beginning of the second inning should be in mid-October, and the beginning of the sixth inning will be in 2046, probably in September, when our sun, Nova. Now, I got a minor in geology 30 years ago, and there's a lot of really good information. If anyone were to research the Diebold Foundation, there's some really good presentations as to why NASA and why the CIA was even created. But let's go back to the orchestrated World War II, when Germany was decided that they were going to lose and the pharmakia was distributed over the two hemispheres. After the Nuremberg trials, thousands of Nazi scientists were distributed like playing cards to Russia and to the United States. And the Wuhan lab in China was developed jointly by the U.S. military and the Russian military in 1953. So anyway, thank you for your time.
Also, too, guys, do you guys know any information on Nikki talked about it on Fox News. He talked about Santos, said he wasn't going to let people, if they wanted not to get the vaccine, that they'd have an option. But now they're talking about they passed some bill that they're going to let people go into your homes. Do you guys know anything about this?
No, I will get another swab test, and I made the mistake of getting one. And I will get another vaccine over my dead body. And
but DeSantis
how much
said...
No, it is a ruse. If you look at what's going on in Australia and what they've instituted, I think on June 15th in Great Britain, and what they're doing in Canada, their plan to reduce the population by the end of 2025 with the G8 nations is pretty diabolical. They're stated to get rid of 78% of the people who live in the U.S., 83% in Britain, and Germany is 73%. So the situation's kind of dark.
Yeah, I don't know about DeSantis' reversal on that or not, but that would be interesting.
Go ahead, Nikki.
DeSantis said that he's not enforcing. He said he's voting against the vaccine passport to make it that he's making it that they don't have to have the vaccine passport. But then someone said further down on that bill is where it said other things like if you need to get vaccinated, then they can use any means, whatever's necessary. And so, but I tried to find it again today, the printed part, and I couldn't find it where someone had reproduced it. But apparently DeSantis thought he was signing a bill saying he was vetoing the vaccine passport and saying they're not participating.
Okay, there's legislation that was passed in 2006 that the current governor of Florida is implementing, and it's going to get nasty really soon. And they can force vaccinate you. That passed in 2006. So they're just playing nice doggy, nice doggy, nice doggy until the appropriate rocks are found.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I see.
A lot of these people are, you know, run by teams. When, you know, Reagan went in, they sure had the palaver and all of the talk, you know, correct. In fact,
one of the things about the Reagan administration is all the deregulation on the telephones, and you used to get phone bills for like $12 or $15. Well, you're paying between $50 and $100, and half of it's in tax.
Yeah, well, remember he used to work for General Electric with all of his shows and so forth. But, you know, he turned as soon as he was governor. He appointed all the Rockefeller people. He put in the first gun laws, the Mumford Act, and he was trying. Actually, the Democrats were opposing his pushing the regionalism. And you get, what was the book's name? He was in some movie. That was kind of famous, where some guy lost his legs and some to some, you know, maniacal. Here's the rest of them. I think is the name of the book about Reagan, showing that, you know, what he said was the exact opposite. And we knew after 4 months we were screwed. We gave him the chance. You know, he sounded like, you know, he might have been saved with his, you know. His work and his writings and so forth, but it had been the exact opposite ever since. And his handler was Kordmeier, one of the secret society members, right out of New Haven. Kordmeier married Pinchot, Mary Pinchot, and she was a squeeze for JFK. She got murdered about a year and a half after JFK. Her father was Skull and Bones also. Kordmeier founded the United World Federalists. So People, it's fun to put these puzzles together, but it actually is not, it's fun is not what it's about. I mean, you yeah. need to know this for your family and for you to protect yourself and be alive and be a threat to them. I mean, when the government's afraid of the people, that's the way it should be. When the people are afraid of the government, true. It's over and we're dying. We're literally dying and we're seeing people off right now. Friends and relatives, older people through this phony vaccination propaganda that's done by the media.
You know, Gary, we only have a couple more minutes. I'd like to ask you, how long do you think Biden is going to be able to keep up the charade?
Who cares?
What a charade. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I don't think he's going to make it too long. I mean, he's having a hard time.
You want Harris to take but over sooner?
These people don't really have control anyway. It's the CFR that they're waiting for. In fact, Hillary said, you know, when she welcomed the CFR from New York to Washington, D.C., she says, well, now I don't have to go so far to get my orders. And that's right on tape. And,
I heard it.
The way it's been for a long time.
Yeah.
And let me give you my website. If people want to get to it, there's some stuff on there. It's called news-expose. That's EXPOSE.org. News-expose.org. And we love you. And you need to love your children to make the efforts right now. Don't wait till Christmas to give them a present. Inform yourself, get yourself protected, make sure you have enough food, get some water purifiers, buy cigarettes and liquor, have some barter material around because the banks could shut down on you, cold.
Right.
The water, the aqueduct, all you need.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. We'll be back on Tuesday. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Nikki, John, and,
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Nikki, is he on?
An anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look!
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio, at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern.